This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You were talking about the front office
before
we went to break.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to, there was a couple things I wanted to ask you guys. So I'll start off first. If they make the play, as much as people think they created all this mess and all this other stuff, they make the playoffs, how do you fire them?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, so then,
I don't know if you do.
What is?
I don't know if you, so that's the other thing. You don't have to.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to fire the front office.
Can I make a crazy argument or just throw something out? I'll just ask. Do you think they've done more good than bad?
No.
Well, okay.
I think they have.
Hold on. Let's go. Jim Halpert, regional manager here. Instead of a pros and cons list, we'll make a good bad list.
I remember good bad.
No, you don't. No. You absolutely don't. So this is weird because Herter was good. And Herter was bad.
That's in the
so Herter was both. Okay, bad. Devin Carter.
Oh, that's bad.
Bad. Mike Brown? Question mark.
Yes, that was horrible.
Mike Brown. Okay.
That's the whole way that went down.
Good. Hold on. What you mean?
Bringing him back, giving him a contract extension in the first place.
Bringing him back,
and then
but getting him here is also good.
Okay, so now we're at the point where we got Herter good, Herter bad, Mike Brown good, Mike Brown bad.
That's the thing. We're doing a pros and cons list. Can I just make it simple?
It's a good and bad list.
Well, good and bad list. Excuse me. Monty's been here 5 years. This is his fifth year, excuse me. I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many times has he made the playoffs?
One time.
It's more bad than good. That's what it comes down to.
So what would we – so the Davion Mitchell pick, bad?
Bad. I'll put that in bad.
Mitchell bad. Okay. So the Sabonis Halliburton trade, good. No,
good.
Okay, we're sure.
Positive.
All right. JV,
good.
It's good. Malik,
good.
Twice. You get good. Malik twice.
Yeah, get put his name on there twice.
I did. I put Malik times two.
Malik times
Fox
two.
Trade, good or bad?
I'm gonna say good. I got to pick two right now. So I'll say good.
Okay, so then the Fox trade means LaVine. So LaVine can't go on here a second time.
Yeah, that's just
Fox trade means LaVine.
Yep. Yeah. DeRozan.
DeRozan, good.
Good.
Okay.
Drafting Halliburton, good.
Well, okay. Wait a second. That ties into the Domas trade, no?
Yeah, but you had no, they're two different things.
All right.
Drafted Halliburton, but then you had to make a good trade.
All right, the Halliburton trade. All right. Or Halliburton draft. Sorry. Halliburton draft. All right.
Sasha bad.
Sasha's bad. Might have been Mike Brown's fault, but that's fine. So Sasha's bad. Okay.
Keon good.
Keon good. All right. Well, the goods are stacking up here.
I think they've done more good than bad.
Trey Lyles? Indifferent.
Yeah. No, damn. No need to.
Wow.
Be.
Wow.
Hey, Trey Lyles was hooping last night, though.
Trey Lyles was untradeable in the Kenny Caraway pantheon.
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna I can't say it's good or bad, but I like Trey Lyles. But it's indifferent.
You know, everyone on the team in uniform played yesterday except Jay Crowder. Is Jay like dead?
Good. Jay Crowder,
no,
good.
Jay, no. So the list of goods is longer than the list of bads.
Keegan's a good, too. They get credit for Keegan.
Okay.
If we're going to give him a bad for Devin Carter, they get
a good for Keegan. You get a good for Keegan. It's too much hypothetical in what I was about to say. Okay.
I think they've done more good than bad. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're – like, because to Jesse's point, too, though, like one playoff appearance and
that's what matters.
Like, yeah, that
brought in player that, Eric's cool, but you're not bringing in results.
So, okay. It's okay, but if they make the playoffs this year.
It's 2 out of 5 seasons. I'll give you another year if you want, but I'm not going to say they've done more good than bad.
Well, they definitely –
So, let me ask –
They've definitely done more good than bad.
Let me ask a question. So – Right now, this is what we see the list as. Of course, this is a team that's won 4 straight, feeling good about where they're at right now. Do you think DeRozan remains a good signing this offseason?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think DeMontis Sabonis, which both is a trade and a signing, do you think Sabonis remains a good move this offseason?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, the list for good is a lot longer than the list bad.
And then, like, the bad is also the what people think about the bad is also a little hypothetical and like pie in the sky, right? They're like, oh, you're bad because you didn't go get Siakam. Like, who?
Well, that's why I said there's too many hypotheticals in did they make a mistake by not using Keegan Murray to go acquire? There's too much hypothetical. There's no way that works because there's so much money that goes along with Pascal Siakam. And if that would have been your move, that would have been it. And if you feel like the Pacers have had a nice turnaround this year, they're still a little shorter than what I expected them to be. And I don't know how they get better than that. Like, I don't know how, like, I don't think the Knicks are title contenders. I know you do. I don't know how they jump the Knicks, though.
Yeah.
I don't think they're better than the Bucks or the Celtics. And now you got Cleveland. So you've made your move. Now you can make smaller moves to try to bolster that roster a little bit. Point in all of that is, that's the position you would have been in if you had went and got Pascal Siakam for Keegan Murray. Mm-hmm. Because you would have had to have paid that money. That's the only way that the deal goes through. And that's the reason I think the deal ultimately didn't happen. I think it probably had less to do with Keegan Murray and more to do with the fact I don't think the Kings wanted to pay that contract that Siakam was demanding. And I'm confident when those two groups met in Sacramento when Toronto was here, they knew that the Indiana Pacers would pay him that contract. Mm-hmm. And it's Pascal's agent's job to know that. And the second Sacramento comes at anything less than what Indiana was telling them, can't help you.
Yeah.
I'm out. I don't really blame Monty and Wes and whoever for walking away from that.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have wanted to pay Pascal Siakam that money for that long. Because, again, that would have been it. You would have been married to that.
Yeah.
And now it looks even weirder knowing that you ultimately moved on from Mike Brown and De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess the front office stays.
I think
the most important thing that they can do moving forward is making sure that Doug Christie is this team's head coach. Because I don't see a situation where anything happens over the course of we're at 32-28. Math is bad. That's 60 games into the season. We're 22 games away from the end of this season. There is nothing in my mind that's going to happen over the course of the next 22 games that doesn't say Doug Christie deserves to be this team's head coach for the foreseeable future.
Like, I feel like in that 22 games, I could be wrong. I'm knocking on granite or whatever this is, but
not granite. Like, I'm confident.
Marble.
In that.
I don't know.
This isn't marble or granite. This is just generic radio countertop.
But you know, I feel like, you know, 22 games, 11-11. Maybe 9-13. That still puts you.
That's not. Yeah, that still puts that does
he's
not
like,
lose
what,
his
six
job.
Six games over 500 during his tenure.
Yeah.
So,
what's Doug's record now?
19-10. 19-10. So if they went 9-13, I think the math is right there with 22. That still puts him six games over 500 for that for his tenure. Mm-hmm. You know, with everything that's going on. He's got to come back.
I mean, if Doug hasn't played 500 basketball for coached 500 basketball for this length of period at all. But what do we say, 22? So if we hypothetically played that out, it is amazing how I have to do math.
It's probably normal.
30-21 as the Sacramento Kings head coach. You look at the teams that are 9 games over 500.
Top 6, huh?
Maybe you're top in the 5. Top 5. Yeah, cuz the Warriors right now the Warriors, the Kings are 4 games under over, excuse me, that's a season high. Mm-hmm. The Warriors are 5. Mm. They're 5 games over 500. That's the 6th spot right now. You move up to the East. And you're looking at about the same thing. I just talked about the Pacers. The Pacers are 34-25. That's 10 games over 500. They're the 5th seed. But just realize, Bucks have the same record. Bucks are, I said 34-25. That's 9 games over 500. Bucks, same thing. 9 games over 500. They're the 4th seed. That's what Doug Christie would have been through his time as a Sacramento Kings head coach.
I think you definitely got to bring back Doug Christie. And I thought that the draft situation for me was the nail in the coffin for this front office.
It's bad.
I think they are tracking towards saving their job.
Is their job saved if they don't make the playoffs?
I think so. Like if you get 7 and 8,
where's the results at?
Hold on a second. If you get 7-8, that means you lost 2 playing games.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's tough.
Like, there's no standard for those guys then. They're just here willy-nilly with no results.
That's tough.
I don't know if that's necessarily true.
Like, that's all it comes down to be frank. It's all about wins or losses. Like, if Monty and Wes or whoever's not bringing them, then, like, what are we doing?
It feels like in that scenario that Jesse's presenting, the front office dug a hole, jumped in it, threw the dirt on themselves and managed not to die, and we're giving them credit for that. In that specific scenario that he just presented,
they said 7-8. But look, they didn't make Mike Brown not play the guy that they drafted.
You hired the
you
guy.
You signed him. Yes, you re-signed him when back. It's clear you didn't want to.
You brought him back. You didn't want to bring him back, and then you brought him back because your franchise player, like, wanted him or whatever. It blew up in your face, and now they're both gone. Like, that's on you. That's the result. You call the shots.
That's so the thing about the Mike Brown that I wanted to say when you said it earlier, I wonder what the distinction was. Was it, I'm not here to say we don't want you, or, you know, we're going to let you go, but we don't want to give you an extension right now. And Mike Brown had a lot of leverage in that situation. And said, all right, you don't give me an extension, I won't play or I won't coach or something like that. And you're the Kings. Like, you try and work through that PR-wise and trying to navigate getting a new coach. How's that going to work out for you? Kind of got their hand forced. Now, you could easily say you don't have to do anything. Like, if he's doing that to you, then don't sign him and you take your chance with Doug Christie for a full season. You could do that. But once again, I don't know. So realistically, that's how you would handle
that. The thing that we regularly leave out of this is De'Aaron wanted Mike here. Other guys didn't. Other prominent guys didn't. Not just the one that you hear about all of the times, but ones that names haven't really been brought up. They did not want Mike back here.
Yep.
Ones that you might be surprised in.
Yep.
I mean, how do you reconcile that to them? Because if you're telling De'Aaron, all right, De'Aaron, I'm going to do this for you, that means you're telling Domas, sorry, dog.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Or players of such ilk. Like Domas.
And even in that situation, maybe they outright haven't expressed to you, if you're the front office, I don't want him here. But they're, whether talking to their boys or talking to you, and like, man, I'm cool off him. Like, if you keep him, you keep him, whatever. But I don't really rock with that guy. I'm not.
Well,
I'm not
telling one, you. At least one of them was more definitive than that. At least one.
That's true. That's facts.
The one who caught a cold.
Earl Sweatshirt would say facts.
Well,
it's facts.
Shout out, Earl. We'll come back. We'll talk more about the Sacramento Kings. We'll talk about this conference. We'll talk about what's happening tonight. And then let's talk about Zach LaVine, Keegan Murray, DeMar DeRozan, the way those guys have been playing the last handful of games. Trista Crick, the top of the 2 o'clock hour. We're thrilled that you're here with us. It's D'Lo and Casey. Brought to you by Sky River Casino. Get in on the action. Sky River Casino is the place to play. With 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games, sky is the limit at Sky River Casino. Your boy got a little greedy. Like, TC, hang on, man. We're going to get to you in just a second. 916-909-1320 if you want to get in on the Elk Grove Kia Talk line. Your boy got greedy last night. I played a 4 demon lineup and was one.
I like that. I like that, though.
I was one Dante Exum 3 from it paying off about 260. I figured DeMar was only going to have to play 3 quarters, but this was a lineup that a $20 play would have played $1,200. Keegan came through. Valanciunas came through. Dante had my heart racing. I knew time was ticking. But it didn't pay out for your boy over at Prize Picks.
Ah, it's tough, man. I got a refund yesterday.
Oh.
Because I had Malik Monk assists.
Okay.
I had Keegan Murray threes. They went crazy.
Yep.
I had Zach LaVine, and he only played three quarters, so he didn't make it. I had JV. He only played three quarters, so he didn't make it.
But I had Kyrie.
So that's a good thing about Prize Picks, though. Kyrie got hurt. Obviously, there's a certain time period, but I think it's, you know, the first half of play. If somebody goes down then, and it affects whether or not you win or lose, they refund you your money. Just no harm, no foul. And that's what happened last night. So I'm starting a new lineup again tonight. Steph Curry's going to be in the Garden. I've got my eyes on that one. De'Aaron Fox, he's going to be in Brooklyn. I got my eye on that one as well because I think he's, you know, after he hit the game winner.
23 and a half.
Yeah, he hit the game winner the other night, man. He's going to be. You're going to be trying to, you know, play good basketball going into Friday.
Bro hasn't scored 23 and a it plus he in the last five games.
Well, I didn't say more or less. I just said that was I said I got my eye on.
Less.
So NBA action is going crazy, man. I got my eye on all these games. I'm going to set the lineup very soon. You want to get your own lineup in? Hey, man, download the Prize Picks app. Put in the promo code KIFM. You get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup, man.
You know what they need?
What's that?
They need a way to select demons. Because I can't lie. If I search, yeah, that doesn't work. I want to see all the demons.
Oh, you just want all demons?
Yeah, because that boy when you
that was a good call.
When you see that payoff number, it's like, woo!
Yeah,
if I'm gonna lose, I might as well lose big.
That was a good call by you. I'm gonna have to make that play at some point too.
I don't see any. There's no way to like do that easily.
Yeah, you just gotta kind of cipher through.
Like look around. Emmanuel, click quickly. 24 and a half. I don't think I'm gonna do that one.
Who they playing?
Orlando. He scored 24 the last time they played Orlando, which was 2 days ago.
Scotty Barnes is at 18 and
Scotty
a half.
Scotty Barnes?
Scotty, yeah, he's at 18 and a half. Oh, well.
I can't believe
so. Well, yeah, you can't. All right, so this is what I think goes down on the Prize Picks, right? If they have an arrow, you can get to a demon.
Yep, I see it. Yep.
So you create the demon. Paolo, his demon is 29 and
these,
a half.
Some of these look crazy, though. I don't think I could do this. Like, they got a Moses Moody demon. They don't even have a demon. They just got the goblin.
They got multiple. Because they got Paolo at 29 and a half points, and then you hit the arrow again. They got another demon at 31 and a half. Obviously, they're probably higher odds, but yeah, they let you play whatever demons you want. But like I said, you set your own lineup, put the promo code KIFM in, and you get $50 instantly, whether you win or lose on your first $5 lineup. You must be present in certain states. PrizePicks.com is where you go for more details. PrizePicks, run your game.
This demon lineup is addicting, man.
Yeah, I think that's the move for me tonight.
This demon lineup is addicting.
Scotty Barnes, 24 and a half demon.
They got God, they got Paul George at Minnesota for 25 and a half. Maybe a better demon. They got Julius Randle at 24 and a half against Philadelphia.
Oh, I got one for you.
Okay.
Steph Curry, 29 and a half in the Garden.
Oh, give me that.
I think so, too.
Give me that. Yeah,
I think so, too.
Where's Steph? Hold up. Come on, Darren.
How about Pods? His demon is 17 and a half. Now with the demons, you have to go more.
Yeah, every time.
Yeah, so you can't choose less.
Let's see that play will get me. Oh man, that don't hit at all like last night's did. I got a three demon lineup: Torian Prince for 11 and a half, Julius Randle for 24 and a half, Steph for 29 and a half. That only plays 4-10. That's if I hit all three. I probably need a fourth.
Yeah, you need a fourth.
I'll look over it more later.
Our guy Troy, he's on the line. He said he got a strategy when it comes to the demons.
Troy, what you got for us?
Yeah, buddy, I'm telling y'all, you know the arrows that go back and forth, left and right. If you tap on that, that's going to increase the demon on you. You feel me? That's going, man, that's what hit. Get them greenies, boy.
I got you. Yeah, I peeped that, and they got multiple demons on there. So you know, like I said, Paolo had two.
Yeah, Paolo had two.
He had two different. So one demon was 29.5. Uh-huh. You hit it again, the demon goes to 31.5. You could pick either one.
Mm, and that means the payout will be bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my stomach just turned a little bit. Let's get TC in here. I got to walk away. See, I got all excited yesterday on the phone or during the show and started picking these demons to try to pay out big. Let's get TC in here. TC, what's going on, brother?
Man, what's up with my two brothers?
What's up, TC?
Hey, before we get started, Kenny, you a wild boy, man.
What I do?
Man, with that lime green vest.
Oh, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm styling and profiling. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's got to be more than just black and blue. You know what I mean? You gotta live it up a little bit.
I like that, bro. I like that. Hey, and also, D-Lo, look, check it out. Jesse, too, though. That's what I was saying about backing up off of Monty and because I felt it when he made the trade with the moves they was making. I think that we get on Monty for not making the move when we want him to make the move, right? When he always said, we want to be flexible. We want to, you know, stress asset. I know it's with Monty, he's going to wait to the last minute to get somebody, bro, but he'd do it. So to me, as far as saving their jobs, I got to see how it's shaking out, but it's trending that way, bro, for them to save it because they working their butts off, bro, with the JV and all the moves that they make and Zach's finding themselves, bro. Like, we looking Daily Doug, 19-10. Like, they have to make moves, bro. And they, when they made it, you got to give them credit for that, dog. And they stood on it, and it's working. So, like I said, I'm going to stand on that. I'm going to back up off money.
Okay.
That's fair. That's fair.
Good for you.
I asked Jesse, and Jesse, you can answer now, too. You can answer as well, Dame. What do you think would bring more chaos to this organization, keeping them around or firing them?
Firing them brings more chaos. Yeah, it absolutely brings more chaos.
And if you're keeping Doug too, yeah, like that's not going to be a good situation.
And some people are okay with that, but I just asked Jesse, like,
are you bringing
how high on the totem pole do you?
Okay, how long of a leash do they have then? Are we bringing back Doug, giving him a 4-year contract, and it's like, all right, front office is tied to him now. Are we going to bring back Doug, give him a contract? Team's not looking so hot. Time to
the contract might untie Doug from the front office
because they're not on the same wavelength.
Yeah. If they make the playoffs this year. Like, I'm willing to give the front office another shot if an contract extension does not tie Doug to the front office. I 1,000% believe, like, Doug can coach. I think that's honestly been the turnaround this year and, like, the catalyst to it. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if you got to bring the front office back after, if they make the playoffs, sure. But if they don't, like I said, that's 1 out of 5. I don't know about that.
I feel you on that. And they definitely ain't getting no contract extension.
Not
you
them. Just, I mean, I'm talking
you just keeping your job.
Yeah.
Be happy with that. Don't talk to me about no extension.
If you make the playoffs, then, like, yeah, you bring them back with Doug because, yeah, that saves you from the chaos. But if you don't, then I think you got to ask questions.
Yeah, that's fair. Fair to ask the questions. And I like I said, where they're at, like the front office and what they've been able to do, I think, unless, you know, it just all goes to hell in the final 22 games, even if they didn't make the playoffs, I'd give it this offseason just to, because I don't want that chaotic nature of new GM, probably getting rid of a bunch of players, probably getting rid of the coach, and it's just turmoil.
Are you just prolonging the inevitable?
Potentially, or they could fix it like they did this year, or they could turn it around. But you could be that's a risk you take. You could be prolonging the inevitable. You could be.
I'm not trying to make doom and gloomy. Like, they're playing great and all that, but like I said, you still got to make playoffs at the end of the day.
Yeah, and that's all that matters right now is that they're playing well. Like, we can attempt to figure out all of this other stuff later. It's an interesting conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because you do feel like the front office has been frustratingly bad, but in reality, you know, one of the things that's really a couple of the things that are going really, really well for them are Doug Christie and the fact that Valanciunas has had to play a bigger role over the last couple of games than maybe you anticipated. And that is really, really important. He's going to play a massive role tomorrow night when you're going against the Jokic, who is dealing with whatever Jokic is dealing with. Mm-hmm. So, dealing with something or not, it probably doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. But he's a different type of matchup than Domantas Sabonis is for Jokic. Like, he'll work. Yeah. Like, one of Doug's favorite lines, he gonna feel you.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's just a different approach. Not that Domas don't get down there and work with him. Valanciunas, there are very few guys in the league who are bigger and potentially stronger than Domas. Domas is a really deceitfully strong dude. Mm-hmm. But Valanciunas is one of them.
Yes.
It's why Valanciunas was always a difficult matchup for Domantas Sabonis.
Mm-hmm.
And so having that matchup tomorrow night against the Denver Nuggets, that's a big deal. The front office deserves credit for going to get Valanciunas, especially not only because obviously the fit is great, but Kings fans have been screaming for Valanciunas for 2 years.
Yeah.
Front office went out and got him.
Absolutely. Shout out to my man, Jonas Valanciunas, a.k.a. the Nasty Boy.
Nope.
That's who he is, the Nasty Boy. Put it on a shirt.
That's your, not what shirt are you going to wear? I don't know why you do this.
I don't need to wear it.
Because the last time you said put it on a shirt, we put it on a shirt, and nobody ever. Manny walking around with a smash.
He's just stuck here with all these crazy ass shirts in his closet, bro.
You got Manny walking around looking crazy, not allowed near elementary schools because he wears these T-shirts.
Can you imagine wearing like a Jonas Valanciunas Nasty Boy shirt to Applebee's or something like that?
A.K.A. the Nasty Boy. Shout out JV, man. I like him, man. I want him to be in Sacramento for the rest of his career.
Oh, I'll take that.
Yeah, I want him.
Yeah, I'll take that.
You know, I was watching last night, and one of the things that I noticed that I was trying to figure out what the differences may be between him and Domantas Sabonis and why, things look a little different or whatever. And there's little things like, just like you said, the size of JV out there on the court patrolling the paint.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, setting screens, it's something you got to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the other team.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. But, another thing that I noticed, JV will shoot the basketball.
Mm.
JV will shoot the basketball. He get that ball, number one, he get in two different spots. He get the ball about 10, 12 feet away, and there's nobody there. He going to shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
He going to shoot his little jump shot.
Mm-hmm.
He hit it twice last night. I don't know if that was only two times he shot it. But one, he shot, and it was like he was Steph Curry. He was 12 feet away, shot that thing, and start going down the court before the ball even mm-hmm. was in the cylinder.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll shoot the ball. Then other times, you see him get the ball in the post, and poor little Kai Jones.
Oh.
Poor little Kai Jones was trying to deal with JV.
Yeah.
And JV will not, he will not let you off the hook.
Not good, yeah.
He gonna shoot it. And one of the things...
Shout out Kai Jones, though. He had a nice
game
yesterday.
He did. Welcome back to the NBA,
man. Very nice game yesterday.
Welcome back to the
Probably
NBA.
Probably didn't imagine he was going to have to play that much yesterday,
right?
But sure did.
Yeah. But that's one of the frustrations I have, I think you have as well, I know you have as well with Domantas Sabonis, is like he gets these looks where he could shoot that little jump shot that he's shown that he can make, and he just won't. Like he'll probe and look, and I really believe – if he's shooting that shot and he's at the point now where he can hit it on a consistent basis, that changes everything for the offense. Mm-hmm. They got to respect that. Or if they don't, it's just an automatic 2 points. You get somebody on your back, 2 feet away from the basket, punish them. Punish them. Shoot the ball. We said it a number of different times. He had games where he had three shot attempts, six shot attempts. That shouldn't happen for Domantas Sabonis.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's not because you're not touching the basketball, because they run things through you. You touch the basketball a lot.
You make the decision most of the
time. Yeah, shoot the ball. And that's one thing that I've noticed with JV is like, if he has a look, he's going to take it. That doesn't mean he always has a look or he has to shoot the ball 20 times. But he's not going to bail the defense out for not guarding him. And I think Domas does that a little too much, and I want to see that change.
So Valanciunas has been really good. A couple of other guys that have been really good. One that you brought up there a few minutes ago, or really it was more than a few minutes ago, was to start this show, dummy. Keegan Murray. Keegan Murray was terrific last night. He's been terrific during this stretch. We'll talk more about Keegan as the show progresses. But your boys, the Chicago Connection, Zach LaVine, you know, just continuing that stretch of great ball that earned him, surprisingly, his first ever Player of the Week yesterday. And DeMar DeRozan. Both guys have been really good. It felt like in the absence of, or I should say the exit of De'Aaron Fox, DeMar was going to kind of be the one who was going to have to steady the ship a little bit. As great as we think Malik Monk is, as great as we know Malik Monk is, as great as Domantas Sabonis is, it felt like DeMar was going to kind of be the central piece to just like, all right, we don't have to change the way that we play. Malik can play a lot like De'Aaron. So, Domas, you're still Domas. Everything is going to go through you, and I'm going to do what y'all brought me here to do. Keep everything cool. Keep everything calm. We got to integrate my man Zach LaVine, and I think once we'll do that, we'll be good.
Right.
It feels like that's what they're doing. They have got, for lack of a better term, comfortable with each other. They have gotten familiar with each other, and we speculated, you know, through the All-Star break, coming out of the All-Star break, you know, did you just need time on the floor? Did you just need time together? Like, what exactly did you need? And it turns out they needed time on the floor together, but they probably needed a little conversation about expectations. Yeah. I don't know what that meeting was about the night of the Golden State Warriors game, but I know that those guys look different on the floor together than they did that night at the Golden One Center.
Yeah, I agree 100%, man. And, you know, those guys have found a way to work through things on the fly and establish roles on the fly. And that's a testament to those players. You know, it's a testament to Doug, like we talked about as well, but those players being able to navigate those waters and actually execute some of the things that we've been able to see. And I agree with you. When things went down with De'Aaron, it felt like DeMar was the don't trip, I'm here, guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I got this. And one of the reasons I guess I defend him to a certain degree is because he's doing what his job is.
Mm-hmm.
His job is to score and to get buckets. It's not to be a facilitator. It's
right.
not to be, you know, this guy that takes a back seat. Like,
never been that.
No, your job is to score. And if that means you've got to take, you know, be aggressive and take some shots sometimes, then do that's what I don't know. That's what if I'm Monty McNair or something, that's what I brought you here to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get mad at you for doing what I brought you here to do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see if these other guys can figure everything else out. But you do what I brought you in here to do. He did that when De'Aaron was traded. And now that people have started to find their groove a little bit, it seems like he's recognizing that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And giving Zach the space to shoot a little bit, giving Malik the space to figure out his role. And to be honest with you, from everything that I've heard of him, I understand, like, actually seeing it. And there's times when I look out there, I'm like, oh, yeah, DeMar putting this one up. Like, he maybe ain't shot in a while. He about to get to one of his four spots, and this one's going up. I understand that happens, but I also see and hear from him encouraging guys to shoot the basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Zach LaVine, when he had his 42-point game, DeRozan was like the first guy off the bench and then the first guy in the post game, you know, talking to Deuce and Mo. Like, hey, I've been telling you to shoot the ball. Like, shoot
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
He's not saying y'all don't shoot so I can shoot.
Mm-hmm.
He's encouraging. I'm sure he's telling Malik the same thing. I'm sure he's telling Keegan the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot the rock. You know what I mean? And he's playing his role to perfection. And like you kind of mentioned Zach LaVine too. Zach is going crazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Zach.
What's it? He's shooting like 60. The number's in here somewhere. 68% from three or some absurd number.
So I got from the last five games, right?
Okay.
And if it's the player of the week thing, it probably is about 68.
Player of the week was 66%.
Was 66. He just went 4 or 5 last night.
Right.
So it's probably up to 68 or so in the last four games. I got five games, which includes the Golden State game. And he's 23.8, 59.7% from the field, 58.8% from beyond the arc. Yeah, this is crazy. And he's got to pick it up at the free throw line. He's 77%.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not putting him on the list of – of Kings and on all this other stuff. I'm just, we talked about it a little bit when he was traded here and before he played a game. And I said, this has the potential to be one of the most dynamic scorers this franchise has seen here. And with his ability to score in the mid-range, to score from beyond the arc, to play above the rim, do it off the catch and off the bounce. I mean, this is, he's got all the goods. Now, he's got to be able to put it together on a nightly basis. He's got to be able to do it for some people in the clutch and do those things in tight games against big-time competition. So there's more hurdles to climb. But skill-wise, like he had that shot last night in the first quarter, I think, where they kicked it to him in the corner and Kessler went out and closed out on him and he pump-faked. And it seemed like he just pump-faked, kind of walked to about 17 feet in, quick little step back, pulled nothing but the bottom of the. It's like, oh my. The offensive bag is crazy. It is crazy. And right now, it's on full display.
Stat padding a little bit, cutting that Warriors game out the last four games, he's shooting 66.7%. Now, remember he was shooting like 26% from three or something like that to start his Kings career.
Mm-hmm.
11 games as a Sacramento King. He's shooting 40%.
Wow.
From three.
Wow. Well, that's what's going to happen when in 50%.
And okay. As a Sacramento King, I got this right. As a Sacramento King, he's 50, 40, 90. 50% from the field, 40% from three, 90% from the free throw line.
This dude.
22.5 points per game, four assists. This is just as a Sacramento King.
This dude is a bucket. He is a bucket. And, you know, when you look at last night, and I think the Houston game was the same way. Not really shooting the ball that much. Last night he was, what, 8 of 12? Took 12 shots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, quick, obviously.
Only played three quarters.
Yeah, he didn't play the fourth quarter. But even if he did play, like, it'd be hard-pressed to think that he would got to 20 shots, 20 shot attempts. There probably would have been something like 18 FGAs. And that's where one of the things I noticed when he got here is he takes difficult shots because he's a difficult shot maker, but he doesn't take bad shots, if that makes any sense. Like,
yeah.
It's not like, oh, there's three guys on you and you're still falling away shooting that shot, or, you know, you passed up passing it to the open guy and took on two defenders. Like, he don't really do that. Like, if he's shooting it, he is pretty comfortable that he's open, you know, or has a good look. And I actually like that about his game.
Kings in those 11 games with Zach LaVine as a member of the Sacramento Kings, 7-4.
Good stuff.
It's their record right there, 7-4. Also, one quick note on DeMar DeRozan. You talk about being brought here to do something. DeMar DeRozan on his career, being brought here to score. DeMar DeRozan on his career, 21.3 points per game. DeMar DeRozan this season with the Sacramento Kings, 21.9 points per game. Dude has not fallen off a bit in his 16th season in the league. However, when you look at the field goal percentages, on his career, 47%. This year with the Sacramento Kings, 49%. From three, DeMar DeRozan on his career, 30% from three. DeMar DeRozan as a Sacramento King, 35% from three. From the free throw line, DeMar DeRozan, 84% on his career. As a Sacramento King, 87.5%.
Wow. Stepped his game up. Wow.
We'll come back. Trista Crick at the top of the hour. Lots to talk to her about. Also, quick question. We're always quick to admit, hey, we were wrong. I have a question, if anyone is willing to admit that they were wrong about a particular coaching hire. Anxious to hear people's responses. I'm dealing with Casey returning on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Trista Crick coming up. Top of the hour.
Hey.
Oh, I thought you was trying to get my attention. You was just vibing.
Just
vibing. It was nice to see Jake LaRavia hit a couple last night.
Yeah, he needed that. Yeah. Jake LaRavia,
I was about to say something. So I'm like, I'm glad a couple of those fell.
Well, I had a little big league moment last night with my boy Jake LaRavia, Jake the Snake.
Mm-hmm.
He made two straight free throws. I put it in my notes.
Mm.
I said he made them both.
Yeah.
There you go, Jake.
You see that? Yeah, the two free throws, kid.
Jesse, have you ever seen Little Big League?
Yeah, multiple times.
It's a good movie.
See, there you go. Treat me like a youngster.
Well, it is. It was.
We're from the same generation.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I know what you don't do that. Don't do that. I know what you're doing.
See, I wasn't even going to, but I got him. I wasn't even going to. I swear, I wasn't even going to.
Don't do that.
I wasn't even going to. I swear. I'm going to stop, bro. I'm sorry.
Me and Dr. King.
See, look, you're like Michael in the Office, that one episode.
Too far! When he falls into the koi pond. Remember, Casey, when Michael fell into the koi pond?
No, yeah, because he was looking at Pam, and then he tripped into the koi pond. That was crazy, bro. That was crazy. Michael Scott, he a fool, man. He a fool.
While we're on old school 90s sports film, shout out Little Giants. It's underrated.
Oh, no, Little Giants is a good movie. Yeah. Sidney Dean, your movie was great, too.
What, White Man Can't Jump?
Yeah.
Or, oh, okay. Sidney!
Great movie. I don't care. I'm a one man wolf pack. It's whatever.
That's right, Zabo. I was there in Hershey, Pennsylvania that night. I saw it. I saw it. Me and JFK saw it. I just called him Fitz, though. It was just me and Fitz.
The remake wasn't that bad. The remake was okay.
I'm not going to watch that.
It was okay.
Jack Harlow. Who played Sidney Dean in that movie?
It was an actor. It was just an actor.
It was just a guy.
Yeah. It's like I said, people like yourself are turned away because of the name.
Mm-hmm.
If they named it Ball is Life, like you'd watch it and be like, oh, it's a cool movie. It's decent. It's a decent movie.
I don't know that I trust your opinion on movies, if I'm being honest.
I'm not sure. Decent movie. It was fine.
So it's
what was the new movie alert that he gave us?
Oh, which one? Oh, now I'm going to be mad if I forget it.
What did you came here? A new movie alert! And it was like something that aired on TNT.
It came out like 2009.
Well, it was a new movie that I had watched.
It was a new movie to you. Oh, that was funny. I can't remember what that was. But was it Crazy Rich Asians? Is that what it was?
I think that's probably what it was.
Oh, man. Shout out Soren. That's solid memory right
that's
there.
That's good knowledge.
Soren drew down. That's good stuff
Crazy
right there.
That was a good movie, too.
It was. It was a very good movie.
I enjoyed that. Hey, shout out to our guy, J.A. I gotta tweet him back, man. He hit me up after I hit him up. But he reports the Nuggets are listening. Jokic, Aaron Gordon, I don't know who this guy is. Zeke Nagy. And
do you know how obscure you have to be for Kenny Caraway to go, I don't know who this guy is.
Vlatko Kankar?
Okay. Don't look at me for help.
You're playing a joke on us?
You're looking at me like, you know, right? Like, no.
Vlatko Kankar.
He sounds like he manages Gunther.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Zeke Nagy and Peyton Watson are all listed as questionable for tomorrow.
All right. Well, call me when they're listed as out.
Jokic, I'm a predict right now. Jokic and Gordon don't play. Like they don't play together. One of them's gonna be out.
Okay, I got you.
Probably be Aaron Gordon.
I got you. I don't. We could save this for later. There's some stuff happening around the NFL. We're talking about. Patrice is gonna join us at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Okay, so I'm gonna ask a question. Are we ready as a collective to say that hiring J.J. Redick was a smart move by the Los Angeles Lakers?
Yeah, we should be able to.
Yeah, the jokes were great, but they were right.
Yeah, he's done a really
good job.
Looks
to be a really good coach.
They were playing well before Luka got there, too. Yeah. Like, it wasn't just Luka got here. It's like, oh, Lakers turned around. Like, nah, he had them playing good ball.
He's done a really good job. He's had some up and down moments.
They're the 2 seed right now. That's a 38-21 basketball team.
They're contenders to get out the West.
I absolutely believe that. I absolutely believe they're contenders to get out of the West.
He's done a really good job, man. And
sorry. The thought of the Lakers versus the Cavs just hit me.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
Oh, sorry. I know you don't care about that.
You just indirectly pissed me off.
I'm sorry. I know the money is Lakers Celtics, Lakers Cavs just hit me.
How could you do that on the premier day of Celtic City?
Sorry about that, Jesse. Have you watched Celtic City yet?
I watched 10 minutes of it. Thank you very much. I don't know why you guys are making your jokes. All right, you could probably learn a little something from that.
No. Okay, wait a minute.
A little something from that.
No, wait a second.
Oh, you guys are turning me into a heel. I don't know why.
No, they're turning you into a heel. No, like, okay, why did you only watch 10 minutes of it?
Well, because I got to take care of the dog and get ready for work and stuff. Because we were watching the last episode of Paradise this morning, too.
Mm. All right.
Okay.
Celtics fan turned it off.
Must not have been that good.
I watched the entire season.
Down in the Valley was on. I would have.
I watched the entire documentary last year when they won the championship. It's good.
Well, I'm just saying, I wouldn't be turning off Small City, Big Heart.
Did you?
How many times have you watched Small City, Big Heart? Small Market, Big Heart?
I watch it every morning.
I don't need to watch it. I hear James explain it regularly.
I'll go around the room. How many times have we all watched Small Market, Big Heart?
I've watched it every morning. Yeah, just, you know, every morning I watch it.
My rule of thumb is if Carmichael Dave is in the documentary, I'm not watching it.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Dave, what my did man. Dave do? No, Dave is my man. I'm that's not true.
Ibrahim in the chat.
I actually think I watched the Small Market one before I knew James made it. I think I watched that one.
I watched it.
He's about to go Travis Scott on us.
Travis over here. He's trying to mind my business.
As a matter of fact, I'm gonna turn it on right now.
Look, you okay?
You work on breathing right now, pal.
Yeah, calm down.
I'm gonna turn it on right now.
Somebody post the picture of Casey and Dave again.
So I think Dr. David did the other day.
He did.
For no reason.
Yeah, just for no reason.
Casey had pictures with two of the station's biggest ops.
Well, that other guy, he wouldn't.
No, one is a joke, but one.
Wait, who was the other one?
Well, the other guy, what was his name in that picture? I can't remember. I think it was Sean. But you're talking about, somewhere. I might have got rid of that somewhere. I don't think it even exists. Nobody even got that.
Think you know somebody.
I worked with Dave for years. I don't have no pictures of me and Dave. Not one. There's Kenny. Just once a year.
That was a random ass day. That one came out, too.
Picture pops up. little young Reese too. Now yeah, Reese showed that picture off proud. Look, it's me and Carmichael Dave. You know what's crazy? I don't have no picture with Reese. I ain't got one. No picture. I got one with Ryan, where Ryan looks like she wants to kick my ass.
Well, she's rough.
But I ain't got no picture with Reese.
When was the last time you seen Reese?
Probably when he came to the studio.
Yeah, he came through. Look. Bored as hell.
Why you dressed like that, D-Lo? I don't even remember what I had on.
No, he just was bored as hell.
I think I disgust Reese, to be honest with you. Yeah, I think he left going, he's no Carmichael Dave.
Look,
I'll show all my friends all my baby pictures with Carmichael Dave.
He's off track right now. So this morning he's like, hey, what are you guys going to talk about on the show? I was like, well, Kings won, so we'll probably talk about that and, you know, some other stuff. Why don't you watch the show? You're home today. He's like,
Because D-Lo sucks, Dad. Like, he's not very good. Go work with Dave at 1140, and maybe I will.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.